In Barcelona today, scientists at the 14th Global AIDS Conference reported on a host of new drugs that may soon be available for controlling HIV. These drugs could be life-saving for people with HIV that's become resistant to earlier drugs. But other news from the AIDS conference was more somber. As NPR's Frank Browning reports from Barcelona, there is new evidence that HIV infection can be controlled but not cured.
The good news is that a large array of antiretroviral drugs is coming down the pipeline, and they look more potent than the drugs currently used to control the virus. Rob Murphy is director of clinical research at Northwestern University Medical School.
We've got more drugs, we've got safer drugs, drugs with fewer short and long-term side effects, and drugs with much more favorable resistance profiles. So the outlook looks pretty good.
Atazanavir, a new drug under development, is high on Murphy's list of promising therapies, in part because it does not raise cholesterol levels in the way that many other anti-AIDS drugs have in the past. But the drug that has drawn the most excitement here is called T20. Michael Greenberg is one of T20's developers at a company called Trimeris.
T20, when given to people, exhibits very potent antiviral activity. It drops their viral load, even in those patients that have multi-drug-resistant virus.
Older anti-HIV drugs work by stopping the virus from reproducing itself, but only after it has already infected immune cells. T20, however, seems to block the virus from getting into the cells in the first place. Preliminary evidence suggests that HIV has a hard time developing resistance to T20. All these drugs are especially promising for those HIV patients who have long been infected and are developing resistance to the medications currently available. That's the good news.
Will it ever be possible to cure the infection with antiretroviral therapy alone? The answer appears to be no.
At a plenary session this morning, Robert Silicano of Johns Hopkins University Medical School demolished the fading hope that today's anti-AIDS drugs might eventually purge HIV from the body. After starting drug cocktails, many patients who had been failing on other treatments initially appeared to have lost all trace of the virus in their blood. But then the virus rebounded. The hope was that a better combination of these drugs might eventually remove HIV from the body, or at least from blood and semen through which it spreads to other people. The problem, Silicano reported, is that even if HIV is not present in circulating immune cells, small amounts of virus continue to live in reservoirs of so-called memory cells. The memory cells can lay latent in the body for years and then release new virus as they eventually divide.
This reflects the fact that the virus has taken advantage of the most fundamental aspect of the immune system, which is immunologic memory, can establish a state of silent infection in long-lived lymphocytes. In our recent studies, we have looked at whether these cells decay in patients on treatment and have seen essentially no decay in patients who've had an optimal response to treatment.
Elimination of these infected memory cells would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, Silicano said, because they are outwardly identical to healthy cells. This means that once a person is infected with HIV, medication will remain a lifelong burden.